Anniston, Alabama is inching closer to becoming the next city in America where chemical weapons are burned. The Army has notified Congress that an incinerator is ready to begin burning the more than 2,000 tons of nerve gas stored in Anniston. Army officials are waiting for international inspectors to take one last look at the incinerator and for Alabama's environmental agency to issue a final permit. The state's politicians are split over whether the community is ready for the facility. Opponents are convinced it's going to start soon, regardless. Melanie Peoples reports.
For 9 years, the people of Anniston have fought the Army over plans to destroy the chemical weapons that have been stockpiled in their community since the 1950s. And although the incinerator could begin operating within days, those opposed to burning sarin and GB nerve gases are still fighting.
Maximum protection! Maximum protection!
At a recent rally outside the gates of the Army depot, English professor Rufus Kinney says he feels incineration is an unsafe solution to a terrible problem.
How dare they start burning before maximum protection is in place? We have a right to that by federal law. No incineration!
No incineration!
In all honesty, Kinney doesn't want incineration to ever begin. He wishes the Army would destroy the weapons by neutralizing them with chemicals, a method the Army is using in other cities where nerve gases are stored. But if the Army is going to burn the weapons, Kinney wants to wait until the community is better prepared for an emergency. Others are tired of waiting.
I think we need to burn this and get it out of our community and move forward.
Leon Smith is the mayor of Oxford, a town that, like Anniston, is within 3 miles of the incinerator. As more and more rockets and artillery shells filled with chemical weapons are discovered leaking, more and more people like Smith are deciding nothing can be worse than continuing to live with them.
We've had this stuff for 50 years, and it's deteriorating. It's getting to be unsafe even where it's at.
Smith and all of the mayors in Calhoun County have signed a proclamation asking the Army to begin incinerating as soon as possible. And according to incinerator spokesperson Mike Abrams, the incinerator is safe and ready.
We want to begin operations without any further delay.
But other elected officials in Alabama say not so fast. Alabama senior U.S. Senator Richard Shelby created a checklist in January of things he said needed to be done before incineration should start. At the top of the list was constructing special safe rooms for students and faculty at schools closest to the incinerator. To address that concern, the Army agreed to only burn during non-school hours until the rooms are finished, but didn't satisfactorily address other problems.
Senator Shelby believes that there are loopholes in the latest agreement that is being sought.
Andrea Andrews is Shelby's press secretary.
He's greatly concerned.
Shelby also wants to make sure there's a plan to take care of elderly and infirm residents unable to evacuate or shelter themselves. And he wants the Army, not the county, to take responsibility for sounding emergency sirens for residents closest to the incinerator. But, as it turns out, the concerns of both Shelby and Alabama's Governor Bob Riley are a moot point. Again, incinerator spokesperson Mike Abrams.
Technically, we don't necessarily need the governor's approval.
But they don't plan to go around him.
Politically, it would not be very wise of us to step out in front of the governor, Senator Shelby, any of our elected leadership.
Regardless of what officials from the Army say, incinerator opponents continue to worry the Army might change its mind and begin burning before maximum protection is in place. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.